Guten Morgen, mein Freunds.
That's the full extent of my German, actually. Good morning. Yesterday, Liz and I drove to a little town called Thamesditton, which is very near to Richmond in Surrey. A nice, posh-looking town on the banks of the Thames. It was funny being there on the Thames again, because not that long ago we were in Oxford on the Thames. In fact, in a rowboat on the Thames. We were in Thamesditton to attend a leaving do of our friends Rachel and Andy, who have lived in Thamesditton for a few years now, but are moving to Cambridge. I'd previously only really known them from Twitter and to an extent LiveJournal, but I think Liz has known Rachel for a good few years online now. But it was nice to meet them face to face, and also to meet Angie and the boy, aka Atticus Frog and Mr. Atticus Frog, and some of Rachel's other friends as well, so that was nice. We left there, I think, about I guess it was about 9, because I was very wary that I would get very wary, weary, because I have trouble if I have to drive late at night for a while. There's always a worry about starting to get a bit tired and needing to start slapping yourself across the face and opening the windows and blaring out loud music or whatever. And I did get a bit tired for the first part of the journey, but we stopped to get some very late dinner at Oxford Services, and from then on I was okay. We were listening to some radio programme on BBC Oxford where the DJ was talking to some woman that lived on a little island off the coast of Florida, which was nice enough and kept me awake. And we got home, not that long before midnight. I guess it was about 11:30 or something. So, today, I don't really know what's going to happen today. I kind of feel like going out to buy some trousers. It might have left the excuse. If I had to go and buy some trousers, I'd probably do it in Birmingham, which would mean that I would maybe be able to get a coffee from Starbucks. But I don't really know what's going to happen today. I think I'm going to be taking it easy to an extent, because I've been looking after my poorly wife still, who's on her giant horse pills at the moment. I saw Inglourious Basterds this week. That was good. And I also went to a pub quiz, which is becoming a habit. Anyway, au revoir.